Good morning all on Audio Boo. Hope you are all well. It is the 1st of December 2014. Darren and I are still on holiday in Utah with our friends, having a really nice time. It's been such a long time since we've been here. It's been so good just to be back. And we will not be leaving it another 5 years till we come back. In fact, I plan to come back next year sometime. So I wanted to do an audio boo about the passing of time. Today, 6 years ago, 1st of December 2008, which was also a Monday, I went on training with my guide dog Zara. Zara, for people who have just started to follow me, is my guide dog. She's my second guide dog. I had a bit of a gap between dogs because I found Honey's retirement really, really difficult to cope with and didn't feel I wanted or could cope with having another dog when she initially retired. Looking back, I wish I hadn't left it a while before I reapplied. Well, not reapplied, because I did it within 6 months of her retirement. So I was classed as what they call in the UK as priority one. Priority one is when you are a guide dog owner without a working guide dog, and it's supposed to be the highest position on the waiting list. Honey retired the 3rd of August 2007, and I was back on the waiting list by about the beginning of February 2008. I then had to wait and wait and wait, which was never ending. Time does seem to drag when you want something to happen. I waited and waited a very long time, and then they told me that there was a possible match, and they brought Zara out to see me on the 3rd of November 2008. And because I'm working, I asked them to give me at least 4 weeks' notice before I went on training so that I could arrange time off, etc., with my employers. From the 3rd of November to the 1st of December was a very, very long month. And I went on training on the 1st of December 2008 to train at a hotel called the Hunton Park Hotel in Watford. This was prior to Guide Dogs Restructure and before I became a client under the London team. As I live in London, it makes much more sense to be under the London team. Prior to that, I was under the St Albans team, which covered St Albans, Hertfordshire and North London. I just wonder what that noise was, but that's Darren being silly in the bathroom. I trained for 2 weeks from a hotel. And what did I think of my training at a hotel? It was good. It was very different to training at a guide dog centre, which is where I trained back in 1998 when I got my first guide dog, Honey. Unfortunately, the St. Albans team didn't qualify people whilst at the hotel. We actually had to come home and be qualified. And that was a bit of a bummer for me because it was just on top of Christmas and I'd made Christmas plans to spend Christmas with Darren in Norfolk, which guide dogs were fully aware of prior to my going on training. So I came home. I went on training on the 1st of December and came home on the 13th of December, which ironically is a Saturday again. So we came home on the Saturday and I was really grateful that my GDMI Stig actually pushed for us to be qualified prior to Christmas. So I was actually qualified with Zara, so she became legally my dog and I could get out and about and do what I wanted with her on the 17th of December 2014, which was a Wednesday, and I believe it is probably a Wednesday again this year. Oh, I think it must be. Yeah, I think it is. So funny how it all works out. Exact days and exact dates. So I was very happy that I was qualified before Christmas and I didn't have to worry about whether I could take Zara with me up to Norfolk and whether I needed them to find her somewhere to stay. And it was a nice Christmas and New Year. So Zara was my Christmas present 2008, and she's been the best Christmas present. In fact, she hasn't just been a Christmas present for me. I think she's been a Christmas present for lots of people, including Darren, because Darren adores Zara and she knows it. Anyway, folks, I will stop this rambling and publish this boo. I just wanted to reflect on a happy occasion. People often reflect on sad occasions, and I just wanted to reflect on a happy occasion. Zara is 7 now. She will be 8 on the 27th of March, and that's going really fast as well. But she's an amazing dog, and I think that the work of guide dogs is totally amazing, and it completely changes people's lives like mine. Anyway, I am really going to bugger off now, and I will be back with some more boos as and when I can and feel I want to. So speak soon, and thank you for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.
51 minutes. Pause recording.